You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award winning boutique wealth manager. And with me today, one of the founders of Brenthurst Wealth. When was that? 20 years ago? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's Magnus Haystack. We all know Magnus Haystack. And I nearly fell off my office chair this morning when I saw a tweet, or rather an X, from Magnus Haystack saying, maybe it's now time to have a look at SA stocks. And was that tongue-in-cheek? Was that just a throwaway comment? I don't know. He'll tell us now. Magnus, hi.
Yeah, hi.
It's a compelling argument, isn't it, given the fact that the JSE is actually outperforming at the moment?
Well, it is. Good afternoon. Quite correctly. And, you know, one needs to go back to, you know, when I started my career in journalism was, you know, the 80s and the 90s. At that stage, the Warren Buffett of the time was a guy called Peter Lynch, and he was running a fund for Fidelity, the Magellan Fund.
Yeah.
And he did a kind of compound annual growth rate of 29% for 17 years. It was quite an astounding performance. And, you know, he wrote a couple of books which are still available, Beating the Street and One Up on Wall Street. But to summarize his investment strategy, and it kind of stuck with me, he always asked the question when it comes to evaluating investment, like shares, stocks, bonds, currency, or countries, he asked a couple of questions. But the most important question is it getting better or is it getting worse? And that immediately was a starting point for any discussion on the investments. And then he would run through a long list of stuff. Is it getting better or getting worse? Now, the same applied to South Africa in 2011, 2012, 2013, when I started asking the same questions about South Africa compared to the rest of the world. And there was no question that in South Africa, it was getting worse. Week by week, month by month, the financial indicators were turning very negative. We were downgraded. The currency started declining. Money started flowing out, whereas the rest of the world, and particularly the United States, the answer to that question was, it's getting better. And quite correctly, and it's now admitted that South Africa, for most parts, it was getting worse year by year. And we went through the Zuma years, we had the last 9 years, we had electricity, we had Eskom, we had the railways, we had the ports. And if one was very, very honest, it was getting worse for South Africa. And it did not excite me because South Africans since 2015 almost had carte blanche to invest anywhere in the world by virtue of the foreign exchange controls that were relaxed quite significantly. But come 2023, 2024, one continuously needs to ask the same question, is it getting better or is it getting worse for South Africa?
Yes.
And it's still early days. I need to stress, still very early days. But there are some signs of an emerging spring. We have Eskom, which one can spend a lot of time, but that is suddenly not a negative feature for the economy. And that is a big number for a lot of consumers, manufacturers, retailers, that, you know, the Eskom issue is for the foreseeable future out of the way. Then we have things like, you know, the Operation Vulindlela behind the scenes. There seems to be some movement on the Home Affairs where the visa applications are starting to move very rapidly. There's a renewed focus on the ports and the railways. And you say to yourself, well, it's getting a little bit better, not dramatically so, but we've stopped falling. And normally in markets, that's normally the time when the early money starts and buying any asset class or stock. And we are cheap. We are cheap relative to the rest of the world. And all you need is a spark of optimism, which seems to be happening. The GNU seems to be holding. And provided that there's not a major blowout in terms of some of the contentious legislation that is still on the table, we can start saying, let's start looking at some South African equities. Our bonds have been a fantastic place to be for many, many years. Some of our bond funds Last year, they're 15%. I mean, for a bond fund to give you 15% when inflation is 4 or 5 is a phenomenal return.
Yes.
So to answer your question, I'm feeling a bit more confident increasing our exposure to South African equities, provided that the conditions that I've mentioned continue to improve, even if it's ever so slightly. And so, yeah, I'm feeling a bit better about making that recommendation.
Very good indeed. And let no one say that you don't change to prevailing conditions, because if some people call you disloyal, and we've spoken about this on many occasions over the years, you and I, Magnus, and you've been unfairly treated, in my opinion. But if we go back to a couple of things that you've said, load shedding, psychologically and physically, this is incredibly important. I think it's been more than 6 months now since there was a sustained load shedding period. There are places where local substations go down because of lack of maintenance and that sort of thing, but nationwide load shedding has stopped. And when it comes to equities, you mentioned equities, and I'm going to quiz you on this one in a minute, but if the foreigners suddenly say, okay, South Africa, we've been underweight for so many years, if they start to have a nibble, it doesn't take much of their billions of dollars to move the needle on the JSE. I mean, because we are a tiny, tiny market. And if they decide to get hold of a few domestic stocks, then the sky is literally the limit. What equities would you look at Brenthurst Wealth, should you decide to go into them?
Yeah, believe it or not, you know, we are still in equities in many of our portfolios, but we've tended to stick to the dear listed stock where there's a rand hedge component. I think the sectors of the market that have been ignored, quite rightly so, until recently has been listed property. So there's been a very nice improvement. And then I would look at the medium caps companies. You know, I'm not going to rattle them off, but, you know, those are the companies that don't have the dual listing benefit. And they are, some of them are trading at 4 and 5 PEs. And if, you know, if this, the very, very positive scenario is the following. The foreigners start buying, they haven't started buying, I might just add, the local market has moved on local money. But if they do start buying, plus you have the stimulus from China, which must not be underestimated, we can have a very, very sizable rally in our equity market for those who are brave to put some money into this market. It's all about valuations, and I think investment advice should always be impartial, and it should be based on fact, not emotion, and not what I would like to happen, but what really is happening on the ground. So for the first time in many, many years, we have increased our exposure and specifically moved out of cash and into the equities, and we can already see the improvement in the returns.
The China factor is absolutely enormous, because if you look at the South African economy and the performance of the South African rand and the JSE, unfortunately, we are still inextricably linked to the commodity cycle. Now, the recent stimulus that we've seen from China must not be underestimated. Okay, it was a knee-jerk reaction. I think it was on Thursday morning when the announcement was made, and it buoyed the whole of the world's stock markets. But if it continues, if it's in place, if it does its job, then commodity demand will be boosted, and therefore South Africa will be boosted, because the rand is a commodity currency. And when a commodity goes on a run, or the commodity cycle goes on a run, it can be a run for 2, 3, 4 plus years, and South Africa will benefit. We've seen it before, Magnus, when China first started to emerge, and we might see it again. So, yeah, I think there should be good cause for not just tentative optimism, but slightly more than that.
I'm inclined to agree, and I'm guarding myself against being swept up in the euphoria. And I try to look at the numbers, but, you know, there is a feeling of optimism. I've just returned from the BizNews Investment Conference in Hermanus. Maybe it's not the appropriate place to hold an investment conference, because, my golly, the property prices are expensive and everybody's driving smart cars. And still, the feeling was, our time has come. We've battled for 10 to 12 years. We haven't created much wealth. But maybe now is our time. But let's see how it plays out. And as I said, long may it last, because many people need to repair their balance sheets. We don't speak often enough about personal balance sheets of a country, but South Africa has not done well the last 10 to 12 years. It needs a couple of good years. to get that into shape.
Yes, and let's talk about your client base, because we're talking at the moment about macro issues, South African macro issues and global macro issues, but let's talk about micro issues and the clients of Brenthurst Wealth. Do you now sit down with them all and say, okay, this is what I said to Lindsay Williams and this is what I've said on X, and we're putting this into place for you? The rand is strong, the bond market looks pretty good, interest rates are falling, inflation's falling, China has stimulated, therefore we're going to do this. Do you have these conversations?
Oh, absolutely. That's essential that we have these discussions, and we do this in many ways. We communicate one-on-one, one to a thousand with newsletters and webinars and stuff. And we look at how do we allocate your portfolio, and we allocate or reallocate where we can tax efficiently. And that would be in the retirement funds, the living annuities, so that you don't trigger any capital gains tax. But one thing that I need to mention is there is no discussion about bringing money back from overseas, and there's absolutely no appetite for that. People are happy to keep their money in dollars because it's quite a schlep to get your money offshore. But what it means is that local portfolios can be readjusted by internal changes, and also fresh money can be allocated to the sectors that we find attractive. Now, that's where we are very active at the moment, adjusting all those portfolios depending on many factors, risk profile and investment horizon. So that is actively happening because that's what people pay us to do.
And just as we speak, Magnus, just to add to the optimism fest that we've been speaking about, which you're very cautious about, I'm a little bit more enthusiastic than you are, which is unusual. PPI has come in at, has eased notably in South Africa to 2.8%, which underpins further interest rate cuts, I think. And also household consumption expenditure has risen in the second quarter, according to the South African Reserve Bank, a quarterly update. So the figures are also backing up the sentiment as well.
They are indeed, but remember, they're coming off a very, very low base. If you look at all the major economic indicators related to personal consumption, investment, spending, optimism, etc., they've all been extremely depressed. Mm. And they're just bouncing back to normality in many respects. One was guard against saying, oh, this is a bull market. I mean, PMI, for instance, has stopped falling. It's just now falling at a slower rate. So, yes, but as I said, the numbers are there, the figures are there, and I hope when we talk again, we say, geez, remember our discussion 2 months ago, look at what the market has given us.
Well, let's hope so. It's giving us a lot at the moment. Just a very final question. The inappropriately held BizNews Hermanus conference, did you make a speech? And if you didn't make a speech, what was the mood there?
Well, I did make a speech. I basically, in graph, showed that how in the last 10 years, most South Africans have not built their global portfolios. In fact, they've gone backwards. And if you convert the wealth, the average wealth of every South African, whatever, we become very poor in dollar terms. And we need a period of sustained asset class improvement and a dollar weakness to gradually reclaim our purchasing power on a global scale. And that was a kind of a macro view that I took. It's going to take some while to acquire the kind of wealth that we're talking about that we used to have in South Africa.
Magnus, great to chat to you as always. Really, really good insights, both at the micro and the macro level. Magnus Haystack is from Brenthurst Wealth. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.